West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Electric cooperative Carroll EMC expecting to essentially double its workforce ahead of the region's potential for heavy rain, flooding, and windy conditions associated with this tropical system from the Gulf. The co-op is bringing in 80 additional linemen from Illinois, and every Carroll EMC employee is on call.
Now that we've gotten several updates, we understand it's going to be moving really quickly through Georgia early Friday morning and move its way up toward northeast Georgia, which means that the western side of the storm and the winds and gusts and rain that we're going to get could start as early as Wednesday night, but the bulk of it's going to really hit, sounds like, on Friday. We'll have contractor crews already en route. We've got folks coming from as far as Illinois to be prepared to help our system if we have damage, which we're anticipating some damage out here.
James Gill is Carroll EMC Senior Vice President of Member and External Relations.
We encourage people to download our app. And we also encourage people that if you have an outage, report it through those systems. You know, our system is pretty high-tech, sensing a lot of the outages and things that are happening in the area anyway. But we still need customers to report those outages so that we can log them and get them filed and get them in the queue. We just ask that everybody's patient and use the resources that are out there. Our outage map, people can actually see where all the outages are in certain areas and get some ETAs and get an idea of when the restoration will happen in their neighborhoods.
And go online to CarrollEMC.com to find the report and outage link and a storm preparation list ahead of potential for the severe weather in West Georgia. We are seeing some events being postponed ahead of the storms expected for this week. However, one inside event so far planning for the show to go on, the 10th annual Sound of Medicine concert and fundraiser benefiting the nonprofit Rafa Clinics of West Georgia this Thursday in the University of West Georgia Campus Center. Event organizer Dr. Amy Eubanks says the event features live music from healthcare workers that perform quality medicine during the day and perform incredible music after hours, along with a catered meal and a silent auction.
There is a variety of music performances. We got a little bit of something for everybody. There's heavy hors d'oeuvres, and we got some great silent auction items as well. So we got everything from art by local artists to people putting their lake houses on there, and then some cool jewelry from C&G and Bremen. I mean, just again, it's a variety, a lot of things to haggle over at the table when you're making bids.
To purchase tickets and additional event information, go online, rafaclinic.org. And a reminder, every Granite Communications radio station will keep you up to date on the potential severe weather this week, along with the weather watches, advisories, and warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Should at any time a severe thunderstorm warning be issued at the same time a tornado watch is in effect, our weather team will cut into regular programming and detail the conditions until the concerns are lifted. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.